Let's talk about plastics now. There are more than 40 companies signing up to a pact to cut plastic pollution over the next 7 years. So this is the likes of Coca-Cola and Asda. They're all promising to eliminate single-use packaging through better design, better recycling, better reusable schemes. They've joined the government trade associations and campaigners to form the UK Plastics Pact. Well, as you'll know, plastic is an issue we have been talking a lot about on Five Live Breakfast. And our reporter, Stephen Chittenden, has been to Envel, which is the only facility in the UK which has found a commercially viable way to separate plastic aluminium laminates. Those kind of pouches, the toothpaste tubes, the thing baby food comes in. That's what it is.
This place is the first in the world that is starting to recycle the big unrecyclable, the big headache that's bothering us all, and it is, of course, coffee cups, isn't it?
Excuse me, no. I'm Carlos Ludlow Palafox, and I'm the CEO of Envel, and we definitely don't recycle coffee cups.
If it's not coffee cups, what is it?
The name is plastic aluminium laminates, the kind of packaging that is used for pouches and tubes and sashes.
This stuff.
Coffee,
toothpaste, Capri Sun, cat food,
baby food,
pouches. So pouches. We're going through how much a year?
We have around 120,000 tons of these things in our supermarket shelves, whereas we consume as a country around 20,000 tons of coffee cups.
So you're saying these pouches are six times bigger problem for recycling than coffee cups?
In terms of weight, yes.
So are we barking up the wrong tree?
No, I think that we are barking just in one tree and we should be barking in many trees.
Well, we're outside this shed. There's lots of hissing and exciting sounding noises. Let's go inside and see how it all works.
My name is Frank Hartsema. I'm the senior process manager here at Envel.
And the process is?
The material initially comes in and gets shredded to about 50p pen size to make it more process reliable. We open a valve, we pass the material in and we draw a vacuum in it, so there's no oxygen in this process.
Hence the hissing,
that's the valves opening and closing. It goes into the oven, plastic part of the aluminium laminate turns into a gas, which we draw up, and then the aluminium part of the will remain as a solid and comes out the back end for recovery and melted into ingots.
And the special thing about it, it's a giant microwave.
It is a giant microwave, yeah. We put in about 150 kilowatts worth of microwave power, so it's substantially bigger than what you have in your kitchen. And that it does all the process for us. Some of it remains as a gas. We can't further recondense it. We put that into a gas generator to produce the electricity for the process.
This is Journey's End for the process, and in your hand is it's a handful of shredded aluminium.
Yeah, aluminium flakes. This can be melted and make new ingots, and then you can make the ingots into a wing of a 747 or the engine of a car. Now we have to convince the public and the authorities and the waste handling sector that these things can be recycled. They are not being recycled at the moment because of inertias that we need to break.
Inertias that we need to break. That's an absolutely key line here, that there are, you know, the developments, the techniques out there to make these kind of processes commercially viable. And I think that is something that the newly formed UK Plastics Pact is going to attempt to look at least.